We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Samach Beis, and we are beginning Kuf Samach Aleph Omer Beis on the bottom, four lines from the bottom. Once we mentioned about Shtaris, about Ziv Shtaris, so we're going to give now Klolim about Shtaris, nothing to do with Get Mekusher and Get Poshet. We're going to talk about Stam, all Shtaris, and what are you allowed to add on and not allowed to add on to Ashtar. Omer Rav Yitzchak Yosef, Omer Rav Yechanan, we've mentioned this before. Every time there's a mechak, something's erased in the shtar. So we spoke out on Kuf Samach that if the kol shor v'kayim is erased, there's nothing to talk about. You can't take care of that. But anything erased before that, you have an etza. That means you're still writing the shtar, and then you have some kind of mistake you want to correct. You didn't write the kol shor v'kayim yet, didn't sign edim yet. So what you do is, right before the words HaKol Shor V'Kayim, or in the case you're not writing Kol Shor V'Kayim, right before the signature of the Edim, you write V'Dein Kiyumeyon, which means that we did on top is us. We know about this, and we are adding that on, and that erase is us. And therefore, Yimekayim, what you erased before, it's not erased, so it's not us. You don't suspect anything because you spoke it out at the end of the shtar, that the thing before, we saw that.
2 points. Why can you change anything else?
Huh?
Why can't you change?
You can change anything you want. You could change, yeah. Anything you want.
After they wrote it, after they wrote the Dane,
yeah, you can't, because anything, if you see something erased on top, it will disqualify the star.
They're at the bottom of the star.
They're right at the end of the star. Thank you, man.
Thank you. Then you go back afterward and erase something else.
You want to do a forgery now? Yeah. Erase something else? You write exactly what I added on. You can't. You write what you added on. You're right. That everything that I added on, the thing we added on top is what we did, yeah.
So that's, and this one other time, you raised Shari Kayim after throw out the star?
In a case where had Shari Kayim, you raised that amount of words, yes. Yeah, it's not a good star, it's disqualified, yes. But here, it's very possible talking about Shari Kayim, you'll see in a second. But so here, Kol Mechokim Kulam, if you erase something, you have to write that anything that I wrote before is I know about it. Like the Rashbam speaks out, but lo yigar asin v'dein, he's not garis v'dein. He says a pirish kol mechakim she'ena b'makom shor v'kayim dirim le'el. Any erase thing is not the word shor v'kayim. The ksherim that's kosher tzarich l'kayim b'zev v'shtar. You have to mekayim for v'shtar lefnei shor v'kayim. She'ena mekayemes if you have mekayim v'diklamema she'machak v'zayiv v'giyak kerson la'achas nechta v'shtar. After you wrote it, la'achas after they signed. So you have to write that in. Another halacha, v'tzarech shiachzor minyonin shal shtar b'shita achrona. The last line of shtar, you repeat over the basic things that you had in the shtar. For example, if there was a story where Reuven borrowed from Shimon $100, and there's a lot of flowery stuff in the shtar, that we were there, and there was Eidim, was in this place, that place. At the last line, you write again, and Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon, you know, and then you sign your name. You always repeat over, in the last line, you repeat over what you wrote before. Now, what's the reason? The reason is, like the Rashbam explains about Riches, and we'll see in the Gemara in a second, is because you don't learn any new things from the last line. You're not allowed to learn any new things in the last line. So what are you writing in the last line? You can't write anything important. So you just chaz over what you wrote before. My timer, Amar Rav Amram, Fisha Inla made them a shtar kraina. You don't learn from the last line of a shtar. And the reason is, why don't you learn from the last line of a shtar? The reason is because Edim are not such good artists, and they don't always sign perfectly under the shtar. Sometimes they skip a line. It just happens. So now, if the halacha was you learn from the last line, it's very easy. Someone could add on another whole line in between the Edim and the text. There's an extra line there because the Edim didn't sign well. So it's very easy to add an extra line there. So therefore, they made a klal. You cannot learn anything from the last line. So then, it's not such a big deal if they skip a line because you can't learn the last line anyway. Zokta Rashbam, this whole discussion is only if you don't write Shor V'Kayim. If you write Shor V'Kayim, so then you could learn from the last line. Why? Because what are you worried about? They couldn't add anything on because you wrote Shor V'Kayim. That's what Shpam speaks out over here. We'll read some of it. Omer of Amram. It says, they can't always put their name directly under the text. They leave space between the shtar and the text and the signature. Therefore, tikkun rabbanon lachzor min yonet shel shtar b'shtacharin, to add on, just what you repeat over what you said. You don't have anything that you need. Shreim zayif of it, because if you add anything on, we don't learn anything. We're not going to learn anything, so it's fine. And that's what he says. And he ends off, Uvish ain't kosh v'shtal sharvikai mari, kenir b'nei tamadova. Zog the Gemara, Amalei Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, Nolaha. How do you know this? Nolaha. How do you know this halacha that ain't lemeidim shita achreina? Amalei, I'll tell you where. First Rebraisa, Taimut and Rebraisa. Hirchuk is the Edim Shnei Shittim and Aksav. If the Edim signed, and they were very bad at keeping in the line, and they landed up being two lines away from the Ksav. The loch is, it's possible. It's possible. Shita achas, if they're one line away, is kosher. And the question, that's the Braisa. Now the question is, what's found this Braisa? Maishna Shnei Shittim, why if you skip two lines, it's possible? Because Dilma, Mezayif, Vekosav, Shita achas. Maybe someone will take the star and add in a line. So shitach is not a mezayit, and one line is good. We'll add something up because of elalav shmamino ain lemeidim shitach rena shmamino. It must be you don't learn out from shitach rena. Therefore, I don't care if you leave a line open because you can't live in that line anyway.
From the third to last line on the
shtar. Yeah, third to last line. Yeah.
Had already a sikum.
It didn't say shor v'kayim. No, you don't know. First of all, sikum that's not a chasarim. Sikum that's not a chasarim. That's not a chasarim. A chasarim is only a shor v'kayim. That means we're done. But anything else is not. And the bottom line is that we're saying here that if there's two lines open, the Gemara is coming out, that it's possible. It's not a possible. The response, for example, if you leave two lines in the Edim and the things like you asked before, two lines between the Edim and the text, it's possible. You throw it down the garbage. It's possible. It comes in the Shnei, two lines, out. It's not kosher. Because since it's chash, you could make a ziyafir, they pass the even case, you didn't add anything on. It's possible. One line is kosher. Why? I can add a line. There it is. You never be able to do anything because you don't learn from that line. It's shita umechza mai. The shaila of the Gemara is shita umechza mai. Means like this, on the topic of Sama Beis on Beis, we said that if you leave two lines, the thing is worth a piece of paper. It's not much nothing, it's not a shtar. If you leave one line, then it's kosher, because even if you fill in that line, you're not going to learn from that line anyway. What happens if you leave a line and a half? Now, this is a great question. What does a line and a half mean? So Tosfos first starts off that maybe it means that you ended the text in the middle of a line, so you have a half a line, and then another line. That's what he says. So he says that can't be the shaila. Look at top Tosfos. Loi boy hechi the mesayim hashita beemtza hashita. You finished the text in the middle of a line. Venichu edim oisachat hashita al hasheres and gam shita acheres mahu. He says the pshita the puzzle. The cost of the boy oisachat. There you can tack it like a stick. Fill away the one that half a line. Then repeat over the whole thing. The next line, you're very good to go. That's your puzzle. So he comes out at the end. The pshita is like this. That let's say every line is 1 inch. Every line is 1 inch, and here you left 1.5 inches. You didn't leave 2 inches, you left 1.5 inches. You left 1 inch one line and 0.5 inch for the other line in the width. This is in the height of the line. A line is it goes across the width of a shtar and a height of 1 inch. That's a line. And you left 1 inch plus 0.5 inch. Is that considered two lines or one line? What's the shaila? On one hand, consider one line because I can't put in 2 lines of worth of text. On the other hand, if I'm very good handwriting, nice small handwriting, I can fit in 2 lines there. That's the shaila. Look at the end of Tosfos Abayilu. He says, the shaila is, you can't do everything in one line and a half. You can push it and put in 2 shittim, upasal. That's the shaila. So tomorrow, let's try to bring a raya. Toshima, it says in the Braisa that we learned, Hirchik is the Edim Shnei Shittim. If the Edim were Markik from the text 2 lines, pasal. It's mashma, shita mechsa. If it's a line and a half, it's kosher. So that would sound like it's kosher, shita mechsa. Aim is seifa. In the seifa, it says, shita achas kosher. If you leave one line, it's kosher. It's mashma, shita achas, the kosher. Hashita mechsa is pasal. So it's a steer really in the Etzem Braisa. It must be one of them is dafka, one of them is lav dafka. So elamaha lekel mashmimino, which are being right because it says two, dafka two is possible. Mashma 1.5 is kosher. On the other hand, it says one is kosher. Mashma 1.5 is possible. So maha lekel mashmimino. Mayav Allah. What's halacha lemaisa on this? Tashema. The time you learned the Braisa hirchik es ha'edim shnei shittim min aksav possible. If the edim signed two lines away from the text, it's possible. Pachus mekan, less than that, it's kosher. Less than two lines is kosher. So we're coming out, taka, I believe 1.5 lines, since it's a daichik to push those, to stuff those two lines in there, it's going to look like a ziyif, and therefore it is kosher. Therefore it's kosher. Now, the braisa goes further. And according to Rashbam, it's a little bit of a continuation of what we learned before in the braisa. So the braisa goes further. Hoyu arba v'chamisha edim chasumim al ashtar v'nimtza echam emkar v'pasol t'skayim edus b'shar. If you signed 4 or 5 edim on the shtar, and one of them was found a karav apostle, t'skayim edus b'shar. Remember, we're not talking about get makush, we're talking a regular shtar over here. So what happened over here? You left two lines open. You left two lines open, you have a problem. The shtar is garbage, and it's very expensive, right? A cipher costs a lot of money. You have to write a cipher, has to write a whole shtar. So you didn't want to throw it out. So what you did was, you filled in those two lines with other edim, but you don't have kosher edim. So you put in apostle karav edim. Zokta Bryce said it's fine. You know why it's fine? Because I'll be Mekayim with all three edim. I don't care if it's two edim apostle. And it's Mesiyel, that's the Iker Pshat that the Tosfos goes with and the Rashbam goes with. Mesiyel lechizkiya, Dama chizkiya, Malaula b'kroivim. If you fill up the two lines with kroivim, it's kosher. Va'alta tameh, and don't say it's a pella. The two lines are empty, it's apostle. You fill it up with edim apostle, it's kosher. How can it be such a thing? It makes no sense. It's the opposite. So don't it's not a pella. Why? Sharei avir sukkah pasul v'shloisha. If you have a sukkah, a small sukkah, and there's ear space of 3 tvachim, the entire sukkah is disqualified. But if you fill up that space with pschach pasul, it's kosher until you have 4 tvachim. If you have on your schach 3 tvachim that it's avir, there's nothing there. It's ear space. It's pasul. You disqualify your sukkah. You don't say love it. No. Love it. What? You don't say love it because it's 3 tvachim. It's a full 3 tvachim. Less than 3 tvachim is love it. Definitely. Is only by the wall. Is only schach pasul actually. Definitely kuma. But here it's avir sukkah. Avir, there's avir here. It's pasul b'shloisha. You fill it up with schach pasul. The love is kosher. So how could it be? Schach pasul is doing davam kavatoma. You put there hockey sticks. His mom is davam kavatoma. So, schach, apostles, poisel barbo. You have to wait the 4 tvachim. How could it be? Tarot says, yeah, you have shamusik. That ear space is worse than the apostle. See, here also, the ear space having 2 extra lines is worse than having 8 apostles. And here it's apostle. The reason why 2 lines apostle, you might add a ziyaf in there, forgery in there. 2 8 apostles are fine because I'll use the other 3 8. The only problem is, which the Rashbam already asks, and Tarot says, Kasha, the Mishnah says in Makis, that if you have a bunch of Edom, and one of them is found Karav Apostle, disqualifies all the Edom. If you have 5 pairs of Edom coming in, that's on a case of a Geneva or something, and 1 Ed found Apostle, disqualifies Echamem Karav Apostle, the whole thing goes out. Here I found 2 Edom Apostle. How can I be Machshir this whole thing? It's a Mamash Apella. And for the Rashbam, that here you sign them at the beginning, because they're those 2 empty lines. If you sign the psulim at the beginning, so then it's obvious he's just doing it for the covered. And they know they're not coming for Edus. It's only a problem of Nimsa Echab Kar Apostle if they're coming for Edus. But if they're coming, if they're dealing with covered, they're just there to honor them, they're honorable Edim, you know, they're not really there. They're like the king of England, they're nothing. They're worth nothing, it's the honorable thing. So then, so here also, that's not called Edim, it's not called Nimsa Echab Kar Apostle. That's the tarots of the Rashbam. Tosfos is a similar mahalach. Tosfos says that even by the case of Rabbi Akiva, this Echav and Karav apostle, they asked the Edom, are you coming for Edus? Or you're just coming just to. You were there to Edus? When you watched that, you were there to Edus? Or you just came to see it? They asked that question. So if they say they only came to see it, the Taka don't disqualify the whole pair of Edom. It's like Evi Chasana, you have Kroivim there. They're not coming to say Edus, so therefore they're not part of the Edom. But he says, Evi Shtar. Since a star is Nechra Bebezdin, we assume that those Edim just came to see, not to say Edis, and therefore it's not possible. Similar to the cover, that's it. Rabbi Yonah says the holding is Echav Kar apostles only by Edis Bepeh, not by star. By star, you don't have a Zalacha. So the bottom line is, what we learned on today's blot was that you have to have. You only have one line open, it's because Edom can't sign so close. So one line open is fine. Why? You're not going to learn from that line anyway. 2 lines passes it, because you can add it on. And we said a line and a half is fine, because you can't stuff it into a line and a half. And then we learned that you're allowed to fill up those two lines with apostle Adim, and it's no problem. It's Vechem Karav apostle. You can put there a Karav apostle. It's Grada Machlekes, Rabbi Kiva and Benanas in Mesechtes Gittin about a Get Kareach, which was a Get that a Get Mekusher. A Get Mekusher, we spoke about a few days ago, maybe the exactly the wrong thing. Let's learn Gittin that pay Alvon Beis. But Get Mekusher, every single open space in the back has to have a signature on it. Every knot has to have a signature on it. So if you have extra knots that doesn't have a signature, it passes the get. So there the Gemara says, Machlekes, if I can add on kroivim or even psulim to that star, it's the same idea that since you have your three kosher edim, so you don't need any more. And here I spoke, here even two edims enough. Now I get a kosher. Maybe I spoke at three. Here two edims enough. It's not a kosher. Two edims enough. There you need three edim to mekayim. But like upon him, you have this idea that you can add on kroivim my psulim. It's grada machlekes. If you have a kiva, has to be dafka kroivim. But now it's to be kroivim my psulim, and could be that's the machlekes here brisa and chizki also gabi that because the brisa says them to echemem kroiv oipasul, and chizki says kroivim. So that's the shayla, what you can add on, kroivim or even psulim, but the point is, the shtar is being mekuyim with the other edim, the other two edim, and therefore you're allowed to fill up the space with kroivim or psulim.